This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz.
Do you love music? Then you need to visit Shearer's Music Works.
From aspiring guitarist to touring pianist, Shearer's caters to musicians of all chords. In store, you'll find an amazing range of instruments and print music, and if your instrument needs a tune-up, they have on-site repair and servicing. Shearer's Music Works on Anglesey Street, Hamilton. Your total music store.
Proud sponsor of the Back Porch Bluegrass Show on Free FM.
Well, hello everyone. Welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. That was a tune called There and Back, which I wrote just a couple of years ago and was helped in recording it by my good friend Jean-Luc Leroux, who played mandolin and guitar on the track, and I played banjo and I think a little bit of dobro, and we recorded it at my home, and it's a good fun tune to play. I hope you enjoyed it. Let's get right on with the show now. Here from Red Allen and the Kentuckians with a classic bluegrass song called Live and Let Live, and it sounds just like this.
They tell me that you're going away. What makes you want to leave? You gave me your love, you gave me your vow. Don't leave me here to grieve. Live part. Tell me you don't mean goodbye. So I never could live if we should part. I don't want to live if you go. Live and let live, don't break my heart. Don't leave me here to cry. I never could live if we should part. Tell me you don't mean goodbye. Making me love you so. You're the one that's making me cry. You're the one that's breaking my heart. If you go, tell me you don't mean goodbye. Live and let live, don't break my heart. Don't leave me here to cry. I never could live if we should part. Tell me you don't mean goodbye. Tell me you don't mean goodbye.
Red Allen was a major figure in bluegrass music, worked around the Dayton, Ohio area for a long time, worked in Washington, D.C., worked with all sorts of people, and Osborne Brothers, J.D. Crowe. He replaced Lester Flatt for a while in Flatt and Scruggs when Lester was ill, and he's done a great job, and he's working there with two sons playing guitar and banjo, and Buddy Griffin on fiddle, I think it was there. Great character and a classic bluegrass lead voice. We're going to hear from Third Time Out now, Russell Moore and Third Time Out, and here's a song entitled Me and Dad. Russell's doing the guitar and the vocals, Steve Dilling on banjo and guitar when he needed to, Justin Haynes on fiddle, Wayne Benson on mandolin, and Egg Loudermilk on bass and vocals. Loudermilk. We have a lot of milk in New Zealand here. I don't know whether it's louder or quieter. I think ours is the quieter sort. Ah, right, that's a dad joke. And it's appropriate because the song's called Me and Dad. Goes like this.
Mama said he was the hardest working man she'd ever known. Every Friday night, I'd wait for him to drive his big rig home. I'd start running when I heard him round in that last bend, stick out my thumb and wait for him to stop and let me in. Me and Dad riding in his big old semi, windows open, hair was blowing, singing loud to Merle Haggard. Me and Dad playing baseball in the backyard, every hit was a home run, and he'd announce it to the neighbors. Didn't matter what we did or didn't have, just as long as there was time for me and Dad. Thank you. told me about the Dodgers and how they moved from Brooklyn out there to L.A. Ever since I was a baby, you know I've made him smile about every single day. Don't get me wrong, I put him to the test a time or two. He could dry my tears with just one single I love you. Me and Dad on the lake shore wearing waders, trying hard to catch the big one, laughing loud each time we lost him. Me and Dad picking flowers out for Mama, take them home, and they look just like we bought them. Didn't matter what we did or didn't have, just as long as there was time for me and Dad. Said he was the hardest working man she'd ever known.
Oh, he's got a great voice, hasn't he? And it's an excellent song written by Kim Fox and Ronnie Bowman there. And it's got some real nice words in that song. I hope you enjoyed that. We're going to hear from Red Allen again. This time he's playing rhythm guitar for his friend Bill Keith and Frank Wakefield. Great combination. And Fred Weiss was playing bass. And they're doing the tune that became the signature tune for the very innovative mandolin player Frank Wakefield. The new Campdown Races. I know Keith McMillan in the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band plays this tune, and we've done some nice versions of it, but hearing again Frank Wakefield's version, it's pretty good. And Bill Keith, of course, did a fine job on banjo that every banjo player tries to capture the notes that he put into it. Here's the new Campdown Races. We always introduce it by saying it's got nothing to do with the old song Campdown Races. But the new Campdown Races goes like this. That's a lovely mandolin tune, isn't it? It's got some beautiful picking in it. It's got shades of Bobby Osborne, shades of Bill Monroe, but it's really all Frank Wakefield. He did a great job on the new Camptown Races, and you can see why it's become a classic. One of the earliest albums that I ever got was the Dillards, Live Almost, and we listened and listened and listened and listened to that album. Had some great songs on it, one that always appealed to us, but we never did until later years, really. There's one called The Whole World Round, and it's written the words by... better make sure I get this right, by Mitch Jane, who put to a tune by Joe Stewart. We met Joe Stewart in 1971 when we were in the States. He was playing guitar with Bill Monroe at the time, or playing bass, or playing fiddle, or playing banjo, whatever he was needed to do. But he was a very creative musician, and he wrote the tune for The Whole World Round, and Mitch Jane put some great words to it, and I'm going to play that for you now. This is the Dillards, from the album Live Almost.
I've been looking for a long time for a song that would tell about the people who settled our part of the country down in the Ozarks. And these people were mostly ones who'd come from Virginia or Kentucky or Tennessee or something. They got sick of it over there, and they kept looking for a place where the neighbors wouldn't settle in so thick around them. And a lot of them ended up in the Ozarks. They went from one remote area to the other as the country was settled, and most of them just couldn't abide hearing their neighbors' acts. Ended up down in our part of the country, and that was just about it, because the timber quit. And then they had to either put up with the prairie or they had to settle there. We'd like to do you a song that I think comes as near as anything I know to describing the kind of people who settled the Ozarks. It's called The Whole World Round.
They did that fade ending on stage. That's always fun to do, is when you sort of all back off the mics and look at each other and say, are we fading this correctly? A lot of fun there. But it's an excellent song and it's got great words to it. They did some interesting backup too behind the vocals, didn't they? Here's Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers from the album The Story We Tell. It's got lots of great stories on here, and this is one called The Long Gone Out West Blues. Joe Mullins, banjo and lead vocal, Mike Terry, mandolin, Dwayne Sparks and guitar, they help out with the vocals, Randy Barnes on bass and Jason Barry on fiddle, and the song goes like this.
For the mountain breeze,
the high still plains are killing me. Where the wilds still roam and the trees grow high,
it's a long gone out west blues. Can't you hear that lonesome cry
that left my house many days gone by? Oh, my darling's gone, though she did not die.
It's a long gone out west blues,
long gone out west blues.
I hear them say there's a better west,
full of milk and rain and all that's left. Here no one to find, though I search and moan.
It's a long gone out west blues. I'll ride till my horse can ride no more,
then I'll trade my ride for an acre square. But the lot I'd trade for loving kind,
it's a long gone out west blues.
And I'll be home, though in years before I was alone. And the trees mean greener pastures now.
It's a long gone out west blues. Going out west for the mountain breeze,
the high still plains are killing me. Where the wild still roam and the trees grow high,
long gone out west blues,
long gone out west blues.
Oh, they're a good band. Great sound there. Great light and shade. Joe does a great job of lead singing and playing banjo. I know it's probably all done in the studio, but they certainly come across like a live bluegrass band and very enjoyable. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trendwith, and this show comes to you from Free FM 89.0, independent community media, and that's in Hamilton, New Zealand. And if you thought I had a sort of interesting accent, that's because I come from New Zealand and lived in New Zealand most of my life, apart from spending a few years in Sydney playing music. Sydney, Australia, which is just across the ditch for us New Zealanders. And I've loved bluegrass music since the mid-1960s when I heard Earl Scruggs play the Beverly Hillbillies theme and thought I could do that with a lot of practice, and I'm still practicing and still working on it. So a lot of time has passed since then, and you can get a lot of pleasure out of playing banjo and bluegrass, I tell you. I'm delighted to be able to do this show at Free FM. The sponsors are Shearer's Music Works, and they're a big music store in Hamilton, New Zealand. And if you go and see the folks at Shearer's, all musicians, they're very helpful. They'll help you select a new guitar, be it an entry-level one or a top-level one like a Martin D45. They'll get one of those in for you. I don't know if they have any in stock, but they've got everything you could want musically, accessories, strings, stands, straps, and all the other stuff beginning with S. And just very helpful people and great at helping musicians all over the North Island in New Zealand. And I'm delighted that they sponsor Back Porch Bluegrass. A Framus banjo, 1965, I ordered from Shearer's shop. Then they just opened, and Andy Shearer got in a Framus banjo for me to learn to play on. It was very good. So our connection goes back a long way. Let's stop talking and getting on with the music. From the album Strong Enough, we got Beth Stevens and Edge. And the band Edge is Beth Stevens, who plays banjo and guitar and does a lot of the vocals. Douglas Stevens, who is her dad, he plays guitar and does vocals. Gary Wayne Laws, bass and vocals. And Matt Ledbetter is a dobro player. And they have different people helping out on the album, like Steve Thomas on fiddle and mandolin. Jesse Cobb plays mandolin on most of the tracks. And they have other guests working, but I've selected songs from the main band, really. The first one is one called Close By. That's a Bill Monroe tune, isn't it? And the second one is one called Time, which is featuring the dad singing. Doug, that's right, that's his name, Doug. And let's get on with Beth Stevens and Edge, Close By.
Thank you. I was playing in the snow. Never thought that things would ever change. I looked in my mirror today at the lines on my face. Seems time has left his mark on me.
Of bluegrass music very well, the slow songs and the fast classic songs, don't they? Excellent band. I never saw them live. I would like to have seen them very much. They're just a nice way of working together that I really enjoy, and I hope you did that one too. I'll go back to some classic bluegrass music from the Johnson Mountain Boys. Right through the 1980s, people thought they were the future of bluegrass music, sort of capturing some of the classic sounds as well as introducing new songs into the genre. Dudley Connell on vocals and guitar, Tom Adams on vocals and banjo, David McLaughlin on vocals and mandolin, Eddie Stubbs on vocals and fiddle, and Earl Yeager on bass. And here's a classic Stanley Brothers tune called Our Last Goodbye, Johnson Mountain Boys. Thank you. Was a live performance, a header, very percussive rhythm, didn't they? A very driving, very tight sound. Johnson Mountain Boys, that was. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, playing you the music I love from my shelves at home. I've got shelves full of LPs and CDs. I play mostly from CDs these days, and the ones that I use mostly I've copied the LPs onto CDs so that they're very readily available. But I'm very fortunate to be able to work in a studio that's got a record player as well as CD players these days. Mostly they tell you just do it with MP3s and load them in and play them, but that's sort of not so much my style really. I like the old-fashioned way. I'd like to say hi to all the people listening on podcasts. I'm delighted that you have found Back Porch Bluegrass and can tune in frequently. And there's all over the world people are listening on podcasts, so I'm told. And we get figures that show that most of our listeners are probably in the USA, but we get them in Australia, throughout New Zealand, South Africa, Europe as well, Switzerland, Holland, lots of people listening in Europe. And I'm glad that you can find Back Porch Bluegrass and enjoy it. You might be listening on Podbean or Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts maybe, iHeartRadio, or direct from Free FM. There's a whole lot of shows lined up there that you can listen to anytime. So thanks very much for taking the effort to tune in. Lots of people are listening on the Access Radio stations. This show is syndicated throughout the Access Radio stations in New Zealand and also in stations in Canada as well. Thank you very much to my friends over in Canada who listen to Back Porch Bluegrass at all different times of the night and day. Bluegrass Planet Radio in the USA takes Back Porch Bluegrass, as does the Southern Branch Bluegrass and Gospel Show. So I'm everywhere, folks, and playing bluegrass music, which is good music to listen to, and I hope it accompanies your day or night very successfully. Going to hear a song from Pam Crowe, Pam Finlay she is now, a lady who worked with the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, and we recorded some with her. We got her into the group because we didn't have a fiddle player any longer. Colleen was living and working overseas, and having a female vocalist made a real difference to our sound, gave us a wide range of music to choose from, and Pam did a great job of both slow songs and fast songs. And here's one that we borrowed from Alison Krauss that I think you're going to enjoy. It's one called Ghost in This House. Here comes Pam.
I don't pick up the mail, I don't pick up the shadow upon and so I'm just a ghost in this house. That once burned out of control, you took my body, and so I'm just a ghost in this house.
Oh, that's Pam Finlay singing Ghost in This House and doing a fine job of it. Time for a fiddle tune. The Dillards got together with Byron Berline, who was a young fiddle player from Oklahoma, and he was hanging around in Los Angeles, and got together with the Dillards and did an album of fiddle tunes, mostly tunes he'd learnt from his dad, and it's more from the sort of Western fiddle repertoire rather than the Appalachian fiddle repertoire, and it's got some neat tunes in it. Here's Byron Berline with the Dillards playing Wild John. Let's have a listen. Fiddle tune from Byron Berline. We always thought he was a great fiddle player and played very clearly and lots of nice turns of phrase. And we learned our band name from him at the same album. Hamilton County is the name of the fiddle tune, and we thought that's a great name for a band like us. So Byron Berline was a big influence on the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. Here's Joe Mullins and the Radio Ramblers with a song called Would You Care, which is a pretty neat title for a song. And this time Mike is singing the lead.
Ocean deep, I wonder if you would.
honest and fair. If I told you that I was blue, my darling, would you care? If I told you that I was blue, my darling,
big vocal finish there. Interesting song. She doesn't, sounds like she doesn't inspire confidence. I better not say things like that on air. Time for a gospel song from the album Across the Miles. It's third time out again with a song called Sail On to the Promised Land.
Lost and all alone on life's dark and stormy sea, tossed upon the waves of torment and agony. I cried, oh Lord, up above, help me find a quiet home. When a voice from up on high in that storm there soon arose, saying, sinner, pick your head up, steer the course that you are shown. Watch the guiding star in heaven, it will safely lead you home. Those dark waters fall around you, worry not, you're in my hand. Let salvation be your beacon, sail on to the promised land. I searched the sky above, then and there I saw the light. As the star shone even brighter, how I gloried in its sight. With firm hands on the wheel, I set course upon the star, praising God that I had heard His sweet voice from afar, saying, sinner, pick your head up, steer the course that you are shown. Watch the guiding star in heaven, it will safely lead you home. Those dark waters fall around you, worry not, you're in my hand. Let salvation be your beacon, sail on to the promised land. God, that I've been saved, even more that I've been shown. Though we may have trials and troubles, we should never feel alone. We're not born but just to die, leaving trouble in our way. When He leads you from on high, let His course be what you take. Oh, He said, sinner, pick your head up, steer the course that you are shown. Watch the guiding star in heaven, it will safely lead you home. Though dark waters fall around you, worry not, you're in my hand. Let salvation be your beacon, sail on to the promised land. Though dark waters fall around you, worry not, you're in my hand. Let salvation be your beacon, sail on to the promised land.
Go third time out with a gospel song. Well, we're just about getting to the end of Back Porch Bluegrass now. I hope you've enjoyed the program. I'll try and put as much variety into it as I can, some of the old music, some of the newer songs. But this is a classic bluegrass song. We used to enjoy doing this song called Teardrops in My Eyes, and it's from the Friendly City Playboys. This is recorded live at the Union Grove Fiddlers Convention in 1961. Warren Pinnock's on bass and vocals, Archie Callahan on fiddle, Billy Edwards on banjo, and Ronald Pinnock's on guitar. And it's a classic song. We used to have lots of fun singing this one, Teardrops in My Eyes. Goes like this.
Next band is the Friendly City Playboys from Kernsville, North Carolina, Warren Phoenix.
Thank you very much, and I would like to introduce the rest of the members of the band. On the fiddle, we have Archie Callahan from Dobbs, North Carolina. On the banjo, we have Billy Edwards from High Point, North Carolina. And on the guitar, we have Ronald Pinnock from Region. And our first number is Teardrops in My Eyes.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.